Anna.
Good evening.
Hello, good evening.
Waiting for other people.
Okay. Did you hear if Jasmine evacuated or not?
Well, her area is evacuated, but she's going to shelter. She's not leaving.
Okay.
She felt that leaving would leave her stranded on the highway when the winds hit, so she just chose to stay in a shelter.
Okay.
But I'm not sure if she's gotten to the shelter or they were waiting until Friday morning.
Well, I keep thinking, Harvey was supposed to hit Cameron in Lake Charles, and it didn't, so.
And this storm hasn't really turned yet, so they don't really know where it's going to hit. And they also don't know where the one behind it's going to hit, so.
Well, I think the other one, it's just going to be in the Atlantic. But Jose, which is Joseph in Spanish.
They don't know. It's too early. And you have a third one in the Gulf. I don't know if you're aware of that.
The Katia, I'm not sure how to pronounce it. Katia or Kasia. It looked like it was going straight west.
Yeah. Well, it's not, real severe yet, so may not ever get severe.
Marcus.
So why don't we begin? I believe
Okay.
there's another person who came, didn't identify themselves. That's okay. We're going to be.
Marcus.
Good evening, Malka. How are you? You
Hello?
hear us?
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to be studying the Parsha of Ki Tetzeh because the Parsha of Ki Tavo does not have any Zohar. And we're going to be studying initially section 8 and then probably section 12, but we'll see. And we're going to start with a Lashem Yehud. And we're going to utilize the Ana B'Koach and other aspects of our morning, our ritual from the earlier class. We'll start with Pasuk 52. L'shem Yehud Kud Shabri Hu Ishkin Te Bid Hilu Urhimu Udhilu Urhimu Liakta Li L'shem Yud He Bavav He Biyehuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasek Torah Mitzvah ויהי נועם אדוני אלוהינו עלינו מעשה ידינו כונני עלינו מעשה ידינו כוננהו. וגילו כמו המראה מתנתים לו המדרש הוא האיש not l'chachmato, chachmato mit kayamecha met, v'domer yirat katao, ima ila'a teshuva, chachmaba ila'a kadik akdim, Adonai ze'eradihi mitzvah shirya aleyah Torah v'yihuvav v'kadak din yira v'chachma dihi Hashem ila'a sharyayo Chachma dihi yud v'yikre v'enu mikan madim atem l'Adonai Eloheichem. The translation. For that reason, the sages of the Mishnah explain that action, not talk, is more valuable. In another place, they said that one whose fear of sin precedes his wisdom, the wisdom prevails. One's fear of sin is supernal ima. Bina, that is, called repentance. Chachma is supernal abba. And when one precedes a small hay, namely malchut, which is the precepts, the Torah, which is Zeranpin, that is the Vav, rests on him. And when he places fear, which is the upper hay, before Chachma, Chachma rests on him, which is Yud, and he is called a son, namely the son of Yud-Heh. Hence, you are the children of Hashem, your Elohim. My commentary. There are amazing secrets revealed in this pasuk. The steps of spiritual growth are as follows. One, actions, meaning doing mitzvot. Two, Torah study. Three, emotional control using binding by striking. Four, wisdom is received directly as thoughts. This is my opinion. If true, where are you during this lifetime? Pasuk 53. V'hayu zeshmi yudhei le'olam V'ze zikri v'avhe shemin yudhei Shinhei zikri im v'avhe remach V'kuhu teriyag, v'chaynu tariyag, v'kudin de'it yachivu, v'vanin kedishin, v'mecheve lon tchulaka, v'shameya, ahidikiv ki helek Hashem mi'amo. The translation, this is my name, the Hebrew word is Shmi, Yud-Heh, forever, and this is my memorial, Zichri, Vav-Heh. Shmi plus Yud-Heh is in numerical value 365, and Zichri plus Vav-Heh is in numerical value 248. Altogether, they have the numerical value of 613, namely the 613 mitzvot given to the holy children, so they will have a portion in his name. This is the meaning of, for Hashem's portion is his people. My commentary. Relate the first step in Pasuk 52. My commentary to the positive mitzvot, and the third step to the negative mitzvot. Pasuk 54. Vekadikti akdin Torah lemitzvah ohakmah leyirah itapach shemeya aleya lenukva midat hadin kegavna dahawa hewa heyo tidapach leya kola ledina Vekashin mezonotav, Beoraita ki kriyat, Yam suf, Uk ke gavna, Da purkana, Im zaku yitkun, Berata me chahidiktiv, Beterem yavo. Hevel lav v'tihim lita zakar v'yipkun v'rachame v'ilav achdim lachame v'yipkun v'tziara v'shapir diachdim tzara v'dina L'rachame uvkid ukmuha razal mare mitnitin l'fum tsa'ara agara. The translation. When one puts the Torah before the precepts or the wisdom before fear, the name turns for him into the female aspect, into the attribute of judgment, thus, Hevav Heyud. For when the name is written straight, it indicates the quality of mercy, and when it is backward, it indicates the quality of judgment. Everything turns into judgment for such a man, and his Torah sustenance is as difficult to acquire as the splitting of the Red Sea. Redemption will be similar. If they have merit, they will come out with mercy, as written. Before her pain came, she was delivered of a man-child, and they shall come out with mercy. It is good if suffering and judgment precede, so as to draw mercy, which is why the sages of the Mishnah said, as the suffering, so the reward. My commentary. The important teachings in this pasuk is judgment, drawing mercy. Contemplate this until you perceive the active pain, the judgment in your life, as drawing mercy into your life. Pasuk 55. Umat kanu dinafsha mikodem. Da nafkat itlad seara evatar denafikat verachame veraza temila bivki yavo evatar utachanunim ovilim ugid et sara. Kiyo liyakov, uminena yivashe, v'yipkun berachame. Uke gavna deshalach kudsha b'richu, liyona v'lai ashkach, atar l'sharya, aki shalach lach. Vaya mehemana v'kid meita. The translation. When the nefesh comes out, when it is born into the world, it is in pain before it comes out, namely the labor pain. But after it has come out, it is in a state of mercy. This is the meaning of they shall come with weeping. And then and with supplications will I lead them. For that reason it is a time of trouble to Jacob, but he shall be saved out of it. and they shall come out with mercy, just like the Holy One, blessed be He, sent out the dove, as Noah is of the aspect of Yesod. But she did not find a place to rest, as it is written, but the dove found no rest. So did He send for you, faithful shepherd, first? He sent for him because he did not find a place to be hidden from him, which is why he was revealed to him. My commentary. This is referring to the idea that Hashem revealed to Moses the name Hashem, but did not reveal it to the patriarchs. Pasuk 56. Umakiti bechon feyafen ko veko vayar ki einish teku hon chayavim vela ashkachat bechon ish zo kele apaka min galuta ugid sir sarvat Lemezal Taman Viamrat Shelach Na Bayad Teishlach Behant Kegon Behahu Zina Bach Yitkayem In Yisrael Kimet Sayed Satatcha Meret Mitraim Marenu Niflaot ugaluta, bat ra'atirein mishichin, yishlach imach, lekabel tirein, kipin diyona, diant kegufa de galuta, devia aleyat lach gadpin, Below the lapikad meta, avo Yisrael kegufa, the aunt, the aharon, kitrin gadin diona uhon parhu, Yisrael. The translation. It is written of them, and he looked this way and that, and when he saw that there was no man, which means he saw they were all guilty, and there was no man among them who had the merit to get out of exile. For that reason you refused to go there, but said, send, I pray you, by the hand of him whom you will send. Yet now you are like at that time of the Exodus from Egypt. In you it shall be fulfilled together with Israel, as in the days of your coming out of the land of Egypt. I will show him marvelous things. During the last exile, he will send with you two messiahs, the Messiah son of Joseph and the Messiah son of David, who correspond to the two wings of the dove, who is the Shekhinah. Because you are in the fourth exile like a body, without wings. Moreover, at first Israel were like a body, and you and Aaron like the two wings of the dove, with which Israel flew out of exile. My commentary. Moshe will embody both Mashiachs during the final redemption. That's the end of section 8. Does anyone have any questions? Section 12. Verse 62. Uzim nadenu pa peticha kolman dechawa napil taman lachawa Saliku Mashiach ben David, Nafal Taman im Mashiach ben Yosef, Dechadihu ani derokev, Al Tomoch Hamor, Dechadihu bekor Shoro, Da Mashiach ben Yosef. Zechayu ki yikare ish bor velo yikasenau v'nafal shemashor o chamor uki dikre Mashiach bar nafle v'hi naflat Vatrayu v'it barala nafla lo hosif kum betolat Yisrael v'yantu ba'al habor yishalem k'yasef yashiv lebalim v'hamat Adonai ohewahe Lo da Mashiach ben Yosef, Yati lihit katla. The translation. And when the gulf is open, whoever falls there does not come up. And the Mashiach, the son of David, fell there together with the Mashiach, the son of Joseph. Of whom one is humble and riding upon a donkey, and the other is the firstling of his herd, who is the Messiah, the son of Joseph. This is the meaning of, if a man shall dig a pit and not cover it, and an ox or a donkey fall into it. For that reason, the Messiah is called the one who fell, and she, namely the Shekhinah, fell with them, and of her it says, The Virgin of Israel is fallen, she shall no more rise. And you, faithful shepherd, are the owner of the pit, shall make it good, and give money to the owner of them. And the dead beast shall be his. The dead refers to the Messiah, the son of Joseph, that will be killed. Chas v'shalom. My commentary. The Mashiach ben Joseph can be saved through money, which is kesef in Hebrew. One translation of kesef is life the brink. Mashiach ben Yosef can be saved when the children of Israel are willing to go to the brink. This is my opinion. Verse 63. Nachat v'gine devadai arba galiot Havo tilat lekabel tilat kelifin Yeguza dainun tohu kav yarok Kalipa yaroka Yeguza tenyana Behu avanin, bepulemin, deinun salaim, hach tach yefem, dimem pisuko, minayu kima pesakot, benakit lonely apaka. Maya dioraita ukidait kariyo avanim petu mepulamot demenihu mayin nafkin delipa telita dekika galuta talyata Dehawaza evahai, ihu behoshech, galuta rabia, Tehom Rabbi Chalal Diego Za Vahayihu Vahoshech Alpene Tehom. The translation. The beginning of this verse is missing. Descended for his sake, for surely there were four exiles, three keres corresponding to the three nutshells. The first is without form, the Hebrew word is tohu, which is a green line, namely the green shell of the nut. The second is void, it's the Hebrew is bohu, which is viscous stones, which are strong boulders from which the Mishnah sages legislated some decrees, and they hold on to them since water will come out of them. The third klipa is the thick shell of the nut, which is the third exile that was short. This is darkness. The fourth exile is a great abyss, which is the space inside the nut. This is darkness was on the face of the deep. My commentary, this pasuk is explaining code words. The greatest darkness reveals the greatest light. Remember that as one perceives the current generation. Verse 64. Vayit kerei bor denafal shama shor. Dadikti biyosef, bekor shoro chadalo, teit mar beya, beishliku oto, habora nukva, bisha vehabor, raktikura rekbila, tola azal nechashim, Vik Rabim Yeshbo Vedagaluta Raviya Ador Latir Shaim Mele Nachashim Vak Rabim Rabayim Kin Chashim Vak Rabim Vak Rim Mele Derebanan Vadainim Lishakra Alaihu Itmar Ayutarayo Lerosh. The translation. The fourth klipa, the deep, is called a pit where an ox has fallen. This is why it is written of Joseph, the firstling of his herd, grander is his, of whom it says, and they cast him into a pit, which is the evil female, excuse me, of the klipa. And the pit was empty, is the male of the klipa, which is empty without Torah. That is called water, but there are snakes and scorpions in it. This is the fourth exile, which is empty without Torah, which is a generation of evil people, filled with snakes and scorpions that are in scoundrels, like snakes and who are scorpions. The Hebrew word is akrabim. Since they uprooted, the Hebrew word is akru, the words of the sages, and give false sentence. Of them, it says, her adventure adversaries have become the chief. My commentary. This is describing the generation at the end of times, where the rabbi leaders will come from the adversaries, the Arab Rav. Pasuk 65. Vayifen ko v'ko v'yar ki ein ish v'Yisrael v'ilein rishiyaya erev rav v'da basof galuta Ukin da chet de pur kana nukva ad pat hom rabba uriya mehemanat hom hu hachma hamavet pehi sufat van velet mava mavet ela aniyota Ant nachitat taman v'haka it ferir le'ela kame tatinaim v'amorim v'kulu nachin beginach v'itchoma l'siaya la. The translation. And he looked this way and that, and when he saw that there was no man of Israel among the wicked of that generation, but they are the mixed multitude, this will be at the end of exile. And because of that, the end, the coming of the exile, bores all the way to the great abyss, which is the fourth exile called the great abyss. Faithful shepherd, you came down here, there. Tehom, into the abyss, is Hamavet, the death, spelled backwards. And death is no more than poverty. That is poverty in knowledge. It has been clarified up high before the Tanaim and the Amoraim that they will all descend for your sake into the deep, in the fourth exile, to assist you, to help you. My commentary. To help teach Torah, especially the Zohar, as it is necessary to reveal great light, to defeat death or poverty in knowledge, which is Da'at, and who is Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the end of section 12. Does anyone have any questions? We're now going to read section 13, starting with Pasuk 66. V'yans tanya de'im sa'yeyo lach yatir mikulhu begin de'yans leviyatan de'yamal de'oraita Marea de kol nunin livyatan et kere al shem doraita de it marbea ki lavit hein heim liroshecha uvach adam uvame uv hema Toshia Hashem, Adam de Itmar Beya, Adam ki mot beohel, the oak muha bare matnitin, Ein hatorat mit kayemat, Ela nami shemei mait, Atmo aleya, Veleyat. Mi ma mi ta ela nam yota uva chema ilena mi haaret veinun mit kafyan kisus kaf vrad tefos mare mit nitin. The translation. And you support yourself by your sage's statement more than all of them, since you are the Leviathan of the Sea of the Torah. For the master of all fishes is called Leviathan, named after the Torah of which it says, for they are a graceful guarded, the Hebrew word is Leviat, for your head. By you, Hashem, you preserve man and beast. Of man, namely Tiferet, it has been said, when a man dies in a tent, and the sages of the Mishnah have stated that the Torah is maintained only by whoever is willing to die for it, death being to others no other than poverty. Beast refers to the ignorant, who are submissive, like horses and mules, to the sages of the Mishnah. My commentary. In my opinion, the verse is clear as it is written. Only one who embraces poverty will actually live for the Torah. Page 67. Ad haki ha butzina kadisha tapatach raya mehemana ve'amar mare matnitin manihu livayahan i'amar leya butzina kadisha Haihu de dargayo amudadem saita the tzadik v'itmar be'yaguf uvrit chash v'inan chavit rebei v'yamadadihi ima Ila ayam de ram yachadim lekud shabarifu kafe kafe advan de yinun yam tukushban de yihu ba mar ram veda leviatan kemp de kaim al shefat I am the Alma, Kame al Sanifiru, Da Tzadik Yesod Olam, Dikol Alma, Taim, Alu Amar Bot Seina, Kadisha Zaka Ahulakach Ram. The translation. In the meantime, the holy luminary, Rabbi Shimon, came. The faithful shepherd opened and said, Mishnah sages, who is the Leviathan? The holy luminary answered him, it is he whose God grade is the central pillar, and a righteous man of whom it says, that we consider his body, Tiferet, and a member of the covenant, Yesod, as one. And he grows in that sea which is supernal Ema, namely Bina, which is a sea where the Holy One, blessed be He, is unified in 25 and 25 letters in the Shema Yisrael and in Blessed Be, the numerical value of which is that of Yam, the Hebrew English word for sea, that is 50. And who is in it, being in that sea, that is Bina? The faithful shepherd said, surely this Leviathan stands on the beach, and the world is poised on his fins. As this Leviathan is the righteous, is an everlasting foundation. The holy luminary said, blessed is your portion, faithful shepherd. My commentary. These code words explain clearly to the students of Kabbalah. They are hints that must be followed into contemplation. That's the end of section 13. Does anyone have any comments or questions or thoughts? That's the end of our class for tonight. I'm not sure we're going to have the class for the Tikkuni Zohar tonight. So if I don't come, I apologize in advance, but I am going to take a moment. I both wish all of you Shabbat Shalom and to listen to the recordings, which we have gone over the classes that are coming up tomorrow and Saturday and Sunday. Shabbat Shalom and Shalom to all.
Shalom.
Thank you, Brandy. Shalom.
Thank you. Shalom.